I am Jamisha Millard, and on today's news story, I'm speaking with Hector Utterson, the Director of Programs and Resource Coordinator for the African Canadian Association of Ottawa. We spoke about how successful their recently launched COVID-19 relief program has been.
Hector Utterson here,
the Director of Programs and Resource Coordinator at African Canadian Association of Ottawa.
Can you tell me more about your organization, the African Canadian Association of Ottawa?
Yeah, African Canadian Association of Ottawa is an umbrella organization of 53 African country associations and ethnocultural groups. Together with our 53 member organizations, we have access to about 75% of Ottawa's black population. And there are so many things that African Canadian Association has been doing to help members, but principally is to unite the membership to have one voice and also to develop their capacity to be economically active and participant of Canada's economic environment.
During the pandemic, what programs or services has the association been running to help the community?
There have been several programs, but the principal ones among them are the mental health workshops and outreach programs that we do. Some of them we do it with our partners. We have also been doing emergency COVID relief food distribution across Ottawa, principally for members of the community who are in need, who have sort of fallen through the cracks, and then they are unable to get any government assistantship whatsoever, or they are involved in a precarious employment that makes them unqualified or ineligible for employment insurance and other relief measures that the government has put in place. And so principally, we have the mental health program going on, and then we also have our COVID food relief program also going on.
Can you tell me more about the COVID-19 relief package program? Like, how is it managed? Who manages it? Where is the food stored? How is the delivery arranged and stuff like that?
Principally, what we did was we decided to distribute food that actually the African people want and want to eat, not just any other food that you may find at the food bank. So we had a sort of analysis of principal food that people will really want. So, and then we decided to go with non-perishable options and to make sure it can last 1 or 2 months. We receive our funding actually from the Red Cross, okay, through Canada's COVID fund, relief fund for the community. We got a funding from the Red Cross, and then we decided, okay, we will partner with African World Market, which is located around St. Laurent area, to source the food for us at a very cheaper rate. And then we had a form on our website that sort of allowed people to be able to apply for relief. And there was some information that we needed to put together, so, and then also to take from them. And we placed a call to ensure that we have adequate number of people being served, and especially the family, whether or not they have kids, whether it's a single family home or whatever. So we gather all those stats to ensure that we deliver appropriate food to them. We use volunteers, but we also use paid staff to be able to help coordinate all the activities regarding the food delivery. We so far have served 175 families in Ottawa and counting. So far, we had over 500 requests now sitting in our database to be served. All right, so we are proposing to the first round sort of ended on the 30th of November. We'll have another round kick off by the middle of the month. All right, so we expect the 500 or so people who are currently sitting in our database waiting for help to be served. We don't anticipate all of them being served in the second round, but we have also received quite a number of the donations from the public and from other organizations that we are going to use to double our effort. So we anticipate that a majority of those who are currently registered in our database will be served either in the second round or the third round.
Have there been any challenges?
Yeah, there have been challenges as with any project. Sometimes there are anticipated challenges. We never anticipated that the delivery would be such a challenge, even though we mapped out the city according to postal code and other stuff. sometimes you call and then you get to the place and the client is not there, right? And then you have to move on to another delivery only to be called back. So those were some of the logistical challenges that we faced. But and also we had some, sometimes we had issues with the language. We have some clients who neither speak English nor French. And so we sometimes have to rely on interpreters to be able to communicate effectively with them. So these are, they are not unsurmountable challenges. So we've been able to sort of address those challenges.
With the relief program, what are you hoping to achieve in the future?
This is we consider this as a temporary stopgap, right? It's not something that is sustainable. So this is a temporary stopgap, and because of the pandemic and what's going on, people needed help and need them immediately, right? So that's what the whole thing is. But currently, we are also delivering workshop. We want to build people's ability and capacity to be able to provide for themselves. Nobody wants a handout in our community. People want to work, right? They want to feel proud by earning their own money or earning whatever they have to do to take care of their families, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we will be transitioning into providing economic and empowerment workshops and other stuff. So in the long run, we'll have people prepared to participate in the job market and also to be able to create jobs for themselves, like entering into small businesses and other stuff.
What are ways that people can donate or help?
We take donations from our website directly. And so if you have a credit card or something that you want to donate, you can donate through our website. However, if you want to cut us a check, or if you're a company or a foundation and you want to do a tax-deductible donation, you can do that through our partners, either Somerset West Community Health Center or Somali Center for Family Services. In that case, you'll be able to get a tax deductible receipt. And so you cut the check to either some other center and indicate beneficiary to the African Canadian Association of Ottawa or Somerset West Community Health Center. You indicate the same thing, African Canadian Association of Ottawa. So far, we've been very grateful. We thank God we've been able to receive individual donations as well as corporate donations. And I think I might have to shout out all the volunteers. And so we are hoping to put all of them to work during the second phase and the third phase. And we thank the community. We thank the individuals who have responded generously with their money. And we pray that things will go on well. This pandemic will end very soon. That is our prayer. Okay, and then we ensure that other programs, especially with the mental health, that one was even there before the pandemic, and the pandemic has just exacerbated it, right? So we need to make sure that we dedicate more resources to Black mental health programs.
On today's news story, I spoke with Hector Utterson, the Director of Programs and Resource Coordinator for the African Canadian Association of Ottawa. If you're looking to donate or looking for help, you can head on to their website, acao.com. For more information, I am Jamisha Millard, and thank you for tuning in. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.